Williams on Live on Drive every day of the week.
The headlines. Northern Councils urge to keep records of CDF projects, and ECZ assures peaceful polls ahead of August by-elections. Province local government officer Alfred Nyambose has implored all councils in the region to keep track of projects and ensure that all cooperatives that have been benefiting from grants and loans from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, are putting the money to good use. Mr. Nyambose says the local authority must ensure that all those who have benefited from loans and grants since 2022 are accountable. Zenith reports that Mr. Nyambose said this in Mungwi District shortly after witnessing the disbursement of empowerment grants in the area. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reaffirmed its commitment to conducting transparent and credible elections ahead of the August 7, 2025 by-elections. The by-elections are scheduled to take place in Shabu Ward of Nchelenge District, Kashiba Ward of Mpongwe District, and Mfue Ward in Lavushimanda District. Speaking during the ballot paper verification exercise in Lusaka, ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga clarified that the Commission had extended invitations to all participating political parties, dismissing concerns from stakeholders who were unable to attend. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
A court in southern India has found a prominent politician in Karnataka guilty of raping his domestic help. The verdict is the first in three sexual assault cases against Prajwal Ravana, whose party is in an alliance with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP. Malawi says it successfully met United Nations targets in the fight against HIV/AIDS. The country was among the worst hit in the 1990s, with around 1 in 7 Malawians HIV positive. BBC News.
Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 1 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 30 kwacha 37 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 26 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 27 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Top seed Coco Gauff progressed to the fourth round of the Canadian Open after a comeback win against Veronika Kudermetova in Montreal. The world number two recovered from a set and a breakdown to win 4-6, 7-5, 6-2 and make it to the final 16 of the tournament for the fifth time running. The 2025 French Open champion will face 18-year-old wildcard Victoria Mboko in the next round after the Canadians 1-6, 3-6, 6-0 victory against Czech Republic's Marie Bruskova. Expect clear skies tonight. Temperature drops to 10 degrees and sunset is expected at 17:56. A recap of the headlines. Northern Councils urge to keep records of CDF projects and ECZ assures peaceful polls ahead of August by-elections. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Hey Zambia! Introducing the stylish new Windhoek beer look that now looks even better in your hands. Behold this bold design. Okay, to be 100% real with you, maybe we shouldn't have introduced the new Windhoek beer look on radio. Cause you can't see this awesome looking pack I'm holding with that same great Windhoek beer taste you love. Get one in your hands today. Windhoek, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
Thank you.
Live FM, Live FM, which is official number one hit music station.